I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If you were commuting around New Delhi, India today, you had it bad. Low visibility and hazardous driving conditions. Life was only slightly better for kids because the city's schools are closed for the rest of the week.
The entire city's covered in this thick blanket of gray smog.
My BBC colleague Sanjoy Majumdar described what it was like to stand in that smog.
At this time, you'd often see a lot more people out in the streets, but there are not many people about. It's not hard to understand why. I've been out for about 10 minutes, and already my eyes are beginning to smart. My throat is burning. It's difficult to breathe because when you breathe in, you're breathing in this deadly cocktail of diesel fumes, construction dust, soot from coal-fired power plants, even smoke from burning crop stubble in the farmlands outside Delhi and beyond.
The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar there in New Delhi. Meantime, halfway around the world, leaders from India and nearly 200 other countries are talking about how to reduce the kinds of pollution that create smog and climate change. The talks in Bonn, Germany are the next step for the Paris Climate Agreement. They are the kind of technical meetings we wouldn't normally spend a lot of time talking about on the show, but hey, it's 2017 and what's normal anymore? Our environment reporter Carolyn Beeler is here in the studio for a quick primer. Carolyn, what is the goal of these talks?
Marco, there are two sort of overarching goals here. The first is to work toward the so-called rule book for the Paris Agreement's implementation. Things like how are countries going to report their carbon emissions? How are other countries going to check in on those? That rule book needs to be completed at these talks next year, so they're going to be working hard toward that goal. Another goal is to start this dialogue about how countries are going to ratchet up their ambitions to cut carbon even further than they've already promised.
So President Trump announced in June that the U.S. is pulling out of the Paris climate deal, which is why we're paying more attention to this than usual. But the U.S. is still at these meetings in Germany, right? So what role could they be playing?
Yeah, so Trump says he wants to pull the U.S. out, but based on U.N. rules, we can't actually get out until 2020. So there is an official U.S. delegation made up mostly of career civil servants who've been at these talks before. They're expected to sort of keep their noses down and help iron out the details of this agreement. Although the U.S. has garnered a lot of attention for a talk where administration officials are going to be speaking about how fossil fuels are going to be part of the answer in climate change. But at the same time as you have this official delegation, there's also this unofficial delegation, which has been organized by California Governor Jerry Brown and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. They've gotten a bunch of state and city leaders and business leaders together to say, we are still in, we're still committed to the goals of the Paris Agreement. So you have sort of these two different factions claiming to represent different parts of the U.S.
Well, it sounds like it's going to shape up to be an interesting meeting with some potentially fancy diplomatic footwork. The World's Carolyn Beeler, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.
We also wanted to hear what it's like for Americans who are at these talks, not someone from the official or even unofficial delegations, but just one of the thousands of interested observers who attend these talks and the side events each year. So we've got Sarah Diefendorf on Skype from the talks in Bonn. She heads up a Bay Area nonprofit that helps indigenous and disadvantaged communities deal with and prepare for climate change. What is it like being an American at this summit, Sarah?
It feels a little bit like someone who's come to the party and you've crashed it and you're afraid to open your mouth because everybody else belongs. And the minute you start talking, they're going to know you don't belong here. It feels a little ghostly almost.
It sounds weird. Does it feel like with Washington officially out of the deal, like you're speaking with any authority?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, most of the time, I don't even really want to ask a question. I'm certainly not going to offer my opinion because I'm an American. I don't really have a right to provide any input because my country's not even represented.
So what kind of reactions are you getting from other attendees, other delegates when you speak with them and then they find out you're from the States?
It's actually rather nice. They sort of smile gently and basically say, well, this will pass. We're dealing with Brexit. We're dealing with Spain. And to be honest, we're really busy here. So we look forward to when you come back, but we feel your pain.
So when you speak to attendees, what do you say to them?
We say thank you so much for not hating us. We appreciate it, you know, because you walked in the door thinking, my God, are they going to hate us? What are they going to think of us?
So, Sarah, will you continue to attend these follow-up talks to the Paris Climate Conference?
I will. you know, the U.S. is the worst emitter, but the fact remains is that the world still needs to come together. And the most amazing thing is that when you are here and you're sitting in a panel and you're watching people up on the stage and you've got someone from the Netherlands, someone from France, someone from Bangladesh, an indigenous person from the Amazon, it's an amazing experience, and it's watching the world come together minus one stupid country. I can't think of anything more important on this planet right now than being here for these negotiations.
Sarah Diefendorf, head of the Environmental Finance Center West in California. She's in Bonn as an observer at the Climate Summit. The talks in Bonn continue into next week. So watch this space as we continue our coverage. Sarah, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.